创世纪。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis.
创世纪。
Genesis.
第三章。
Genesis chapter 3.
第14节。
Verse 14.
耶华对神对蛇说：“你既做了事，就必受咒诅，比一切的牲畜野兽更甚。你必用肚子行走，终身吃土。”
And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus shalt be thou eat all the days of thy life.
我们特别注意第15节。
Especially take note of verse 15.
我要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。
And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed.
女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Let us have further word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你在你的桌子跟前何等的喜乐，我们能把感谢赞美归给你。
Lord, how thankful we are that around thy table we're able to offer praises and thanksgiving back to thee.
我们每次如此行是为了纪念你。
Each time we do this, it is to remember you.
我们知道说你回来的日子近了。
We know thy return is coming soon.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
现在你还要对我们说话。
You still speak to us now.
但愿我们能像玛利亚一样，能坐在你的脚前。
May we be like Mary, down at your feet.
我们仰望你对我们的深处说话。
We look to thee to speak into our depths.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In the lovely name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们刚才所读的圣经是在圣经里面非常重要的一处圣经。
The Bible passage which we just read is a very important scripture in the Bible.
我们知道创世纪第三章讲的人的堕落。
We know chapter 3 in Genesis speaks of the fall of man.
人类的悲剧就发生了。
That is the tragedy of man, how it began.
圣经告诉我们天就起了凉风。
It tells us in the cool of day.
然后我们知道说伊甸园慢慢的就变成沙漠了。
Gradually, we know that the Garden of Eden gradually changed into a desert.
本来有四条河的，现在只剩下两条河。
There was four rivers, now only two remain.
本来伊甸园是祝福的中心。
The Garden of Eden ought to be the center of blessing.
幼发拉底河应该带给全世界祝福的。
The River Euphrates ought to bring blessing to the whole world.
结果曾几何时，过了一段时间以后，我们读到第十章、十一章的时候，我们就看见那条河变成了世界的咒诅。
Yet after certain days in chapters 10 and 11 we see that river has become a curse to the world.
因为神对蛇说。
Because for the Lord God said unto the serpent.
你既做了事就必受咒诅。
Because thou hast done this thou art cursed.
而且地也要受咒诅。
And the land will be cursed.
所以从此以后人要汗流满面才能够。
Therefore, now man shall eat by the sweat of their brow.
因为地受咒诅，就长出荆棘和蒺藜来。
Because there was the land was cursed, the thistles and thorns were brought about.
哪里有荆棘，哪里有蒺藜，哪里就是沙漠。
Wherever there are thistles and thorns, that is where the desert is.
所以你看，现在整个的景象，整个的景观，通通改变。
Now you see the whole phenomenon, the scenery, it is all changed.
现在人不止堕落。
Now not only did man fall.
人从伊甸园被赶出去。
Not only was man cast out of the Garden of Eden.
但是我们不要忘记。
But let us not forget.
就在这个时候。
It is at this time.
从神的话里面。
From the Word of God.
给人类带来个很大的希望。
It has given man a great hope.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
创世纪三章十五节。是人堕落以后，是最好听的音乐。
It is the most pleasant sound of music In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, after the fall of man, when tragedy and sorrow filled the entire Garden of Eden, now the word of God is just like music. Now when there is no hope, when there is darkness, yet we're able to see that light of the salvation of God. Now what kind of music is this? Hear what God says.
他说我要叫你和女人彼此,
and I will put enmity between you and the woman.
你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。
And between your seed and her seed.
然后女人的后裔要伤你的头, 你要伤她的脚。
He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
你看这句话给人类带来何等的希望。
Now look at these words, what hope it has brought to mankind.
在绝望的时候带来了希望。
In hopelessness, hope is brought in.
在黑暗的时候带来的曙光。
In darkness, there is a ray of light.
那个希望在哪里?
Where is that hope?
那个曙光在哪里?
Where is that light?
你看借着这句话, 神给人类一个大的应许。
See, through these words is a great promise to man.
从此现在, 现在我们可以抬起头来。
Now we're able to lift our heads.
虽然一切都改变了颜色,
even though now all the color has changed.
但是感谢神,
but we thank God.
因着神应许说,
because the promise of God said,
你的后裔要和女人的后裔彼此为仇。
I will put enmity between you and the woman.
你看神应许将来有一个女人的后裔要出现。
Now this is the promise of God. There will be a seed of woman that will come forth.
这个女人的后裔就是人类的救主。
And the seed of woman is the savior of men.
我们每一个人都是男人的后裔。
Each one of us are the seed of the men.
只有主耶稣是女人的后裔。
But only the Lord Jesus is the seed of the woman.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
就在十字架上, 女人的后裔果然伤了撒旦的头。
It is indeed on the cross, the seed of the woman bruised the serpent's head.
结果撒旦也伤了女人后裔的脚跟。
As a result, the serpent, the enemy, also bruised his heel.
我们的主也在十字架上为我们死，为我们流血，果然他的脚跟也受伤了。
Our Lord Jesus, when he bled on the cross, when he died for us, indeed his heel was bruised.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
你看见借着十字架,
you're able to see through the cross.
你看终于有一个人站在神的这一边。
There is someone who is standing on the side of God.
好像现在大势已去，全世界都去了。 全世界都完了，你看亚当夏娃失败了，你看神对亚当夏娃那个期盼好像完全落空了。
It seems like now it is all over, it is done, it is finished, everything is lost, and the judgment that God has given to Adam and Eve, there's no more hope.
但是感谢神,
but thank God,
在这里给我们一个莫大的希望。
Now it gives us such a great promise.
所以如果你要传福音的话，弟兄姊妹，创世纪第三章第十五节是最大的福音。
So brothers and sisters, if you were to preach the gospel, Genesis 3:15 is the greatest gospel.
但是不要忘记,
but do not forget,
这一节圣经不光解开了创世纪,
this verse not only opens up Genesis to us,
解开了整本的旧约,
it opens an entire book of the Old Testament. It also opens the New Testament.
更是一把很重要的钥匙解开了启示录。
It is a very important key for us to open the book of Revelation.
启示录许多地方你以为读不懂的。
Many places in Revelation we cannot understand.
你以为找不到解释的。
We think there's no explanation.
你发现那把钥匙就是在这一节圣经上。
You discover that key is in this very verse.
所以我盼望年轻弟兄们，你把这节圣经把它记住了。
So I hope, young brothers and sisters, you will remember this verse.
这里的女人后裔乃是指的主耶稣基督。
The seed of the woman here is mentioning, speaking of our Lord Jesus.
这里就告诉我们在绝望什么都没有的时候,
here it tells us when there's no hope, when there's no hope at all.
你看见在这里我们听见一个美妙的音乐,
here we're able to see, hear pleasant music.
这里有一个福音,
here there's a gospel.
这个福音是什么呢?
What is this gospel?
神应许人类,
it is the promise of God to man.
你看将来神的女人后裔要出现,
you see that the seed of woman shall appear.
只要女人出现, 女人的后裔出现就好了。
As long as the seed of woman appears, it is fine.
撒旦不能够再猖狂，撒旦不能够再随意妄为。Satan
can no longer do as he wants, whatever he wants to do.
表面上你看全人类都跟着撒旦走了。On
the surface, we see that all man is following Satan.
现在你看见神的旨意又一直能行在天上，还是不能行在地上。Now
we only see the will of God being done in heaven and not on earth.
那么是不是神的旨意就不能往前去了呢?
Does that mean the will of God cannot go any further?
是不是神的旨意要打折扣了呢?
Does that mean there's a discount to the will of God?
神永远是不能被推翻。 翻的。
No, God can never be overturned.
神永远不失败的。
God never fails.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
你看见吗？好像一切都没有了。
It seems like when all is lost.
好像一切都没有希望了。
It seems like there's no hope.
你看看神的心是在伊甸园上。
You can see that the heart of God was on the Garden of Eden.
神创造了天和地。
God created the heavens and earth.
虽然后来地球出事情了。
And even though the world went wrong.
结果你看见神还是在那收拾整个的大地。
Yet God were able to see still rearranging the land.
然后在伊甸园里面。
In the Garden of Eden.
神创造了亚当。
God created Adam and Eve.
神满心巴望。
And he,
神巴不神满心盼望。
And he had all his hope put in them.
你看见说现在应该有希望。
Now there should be hope.
如果今天人吃生命树的果子。
If man was to partake of the fruit of the tree of life.
站在一边。
And stand on God's side.
看仇敌就蒙羞了。
We're able to see the enemy would be shamed.
而且他们要生养众多。
And they're going to be fruitful and multiply to fill the land.
他们无论到哪里。
No matter where they went.
把天堂到哪里。
That is where heaven will be.
把神的权柄带在哪里。
That is where God's authority will be.
你看神为他们所预备的国。就在地上出现了。
Now you can see the kingdom which God prepared for them appeared on earth.
你看现在他们，你看现在就是主教导我们的祷告。
That is the prayer which the Lord teaches us.
如果这件事发生的话
，If that happened,
神的旨意就能行在地上，如同行在天上。
Then the will of God can be done on earth as it is in heaven.
但是我们都知道
，But we all know,
现在一切都不一样了。
Now all has changed.
掀起了凉风
，In the cool of day,
就在最绝望的时候
，It is at the time where there's no hope.
心痛像神的心痛。
No one's heart has been broken such as God.
没有一个人难过像神的难过。
No one is in such sorrow as God is in.
就在那个时候。
It is at that time.
好像一切的话都是没有用的。
It seems like no words can do anything.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
这里有一个福音。
Here there is a gospel.
有一天女人的后裔要出现。
One day the seed of woman shall appear.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
女人的后裔要伤撒旦的头。
The seed of woman shall bruise the serpent's head.
要给撒旦致命的打击。
It will give him a deadly blow.
然后借着女人的后裔。
And it is through the seed of the woman.
你看见神要从仇敌的手里夺回他的领土来。
God is able to regain the lost land from the enemy's hand.
借着女人的后裔。
And through the seed of the woman.
神要建立他的国度。
God is to establish his kingdom.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters.
你如果明白神的旨意。
If you understand the will of God.
你看见吗？
Do you see?
好不容易现在在神把盼望放在伊甸园。
Now once again, God is able to place the hope in the Garden of Eden.
好像那个梦要实现了。
It seems like the dream will come true.
True.
Yet the dream was shattered.
没有人的心比神的心更难过。
No one's heart was as broken as God.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
在我们还不知道为我们罪恶悲哀以前。
Even before we were even sorrowful for our own sin.
在我们还没有为我们自己的罪难过以前。
Even before we were repenting of our sin.
当我们还没有说怎么办呢？怎么办呢？
Even before we knew what we needed to do.
神已经把办法告诉我们了。
God already told us the way.
人类是有希望的。
There is hope for man.
黑暗是有曙光的。
There is light for darkness.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters, do you see? This is the most joyful scene in our sorrow. In the sound of curse, now there's a sound of blessing. That is the seed of the woman. We thank the Lord, brothers and sisters. Dear young brothers and sisters, do you understand now? Why is it that the Lord Jesus must be born of the Virgin Mary? Because only this way he is the seed of woman. It is according to the will of God. It is according to the plan of God. The Savior of man. He must be the seed of woman. So we thank the Lord. You see, now there is hope. Now we must remember though. When God prepared the seed of the woman, Satan knows that plan. He knows one day when the seed of woman shall appear, his head will be bruised. So he has all schemes and plots to destroy the will of God. So that the will of God cannot be done. Now, how is the seed of woman born? We already mentioned. Not only did man fall into sin, that is the story in chapter
3.
They also fell into the flesh. This is the story in chapter 6. At the end, we can see man fell into the world. It was only an individual rebellion. Now they have rebelled in full. Now the whole world is under the hand of the evil one. They ought to worship God.
现在在巴比伦到处 处都是偶像。
Yet now in Babylon it is filled with idols.
而亚伯拉罕就在这样的环境底下长大。
And that's the situation which Abraham grew up in.
他从小就被洗脑，有这么多的神。
Even when he was young, he was brainwashed. There were many gods.
他从来没有想到只有一位真神。
He never thought there was only one true God.
还是感谢神。
But we thank God.
当全世界好像都跟着撒旦去。
It seems as the whole world was following Satan.
看样子没有希望。
There was no hope.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕。
The God of glory appeared to Abraham. Abraham only had that candle of light. That he was holding on tightly to his idol, not letting go. But when the God of glory appeared to Abraham, now within Abraham, he's able to understand and realize what is darkness. When he compared the light from the candle to the light of the sun, that is darkness. That is ugliness.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗? 本来亚伯兰不知道什么叫黑暗。
Do you see, at the beginning, Abraham did not know what darkness is.
他在黑暗中间，他不知道什么叫黑暗。
He was in darkness, yet he did not realize it.
他在丑陋的偶像中间，他不知道什么叫丑亮。
He was amidst the ugliness of the idols, yet he does not know what it is to be ugly. But the God of glory appeared to him.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见他不能在偶像堆中继续生活下去。
You can see he cannot continue to live amongst the idols.
从那天开始,
from that day on,
答应神的呼召。
He agreed, he answered to God's call.
虽然他不知道往哪里去,
even though he did not know where he was going.He was going to leave his country, his kindred, his father's house to go to a place where God will lead him. Even though in his journey he only knew where he was leaving, not the destination. That is the way of faith. In the way of faith, you only know your beginning, not the end. By each step, we must look to the Lord's guidance. We thank God. This is how Abraham crossed the river Jordan, river Euphrates. And he became the first Hebrew. Now the world of the idols is far behind him. Why did God choose Abraham? Do not forget. It is through one man. He is to bring forth a family. And that is the house of Jacob. And it's through the house of Jacob. He is to gain a nation. And that is the nation of Israel. And it's from these people, this nation.
你看见说主耶稣要降生在伯利恒。
You're able to see then the Lord Jesus is to be born in Bethlehem.
不止如此。
Not only that.
神把话交在以色列人的手里。
The word of God was given to the Israelites.
结果他们手中的圣经。
And the Bible in their hand.
就能证明主耶稣是人类的救主。
It is to prove that the Lord Jesus indeed is the Savior of man.
他们说定他十字架，定他十字架。
Even though they cry out, crucify him, crucify him.
但是他们手中的以赛亚书。
Yet the book in their hands, the book of Isaiah.
我们是在将解释给他们看见。
Chapter 53 explains to them
他为我们的罪孽压伤
that he was oppressed for our sins.
他是我们的救主
He is our Savior.
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
这书就是在他们手里的旧约的圣经
This is the book, this is the Bible of the Old Testament in their hands.
借着这个圣经
It is through this Bible.
我们的神能够证明主耶稣就是人类的救主
Our God is able to confirm and prove indeed the Lord Jesus is the Savior of man.
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters, do you see?
现在神借着以色列
Now, God through the Israelites. Why is the Israelites the chosen race of God?
神要借着这般选民。
It is through His chosen people
来预备神的救恩。
To prepare the salvation of God.
来预备女人的后裔。
To prepare the seed of the woman.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
现在玛利亚预备好。
Now Mary is prepared.
结果主耶稣就从圣灵怀孕。
And the Lord Jesus was conceived of the Holy Spirit.
借着玛利亚。
And through Mary.
你看我们人类的救主。
You are able to see the Savior of man was born.
女人的后裔终于诞生了。
The seed of woman was born.
所以你可以读路加福音的家。
So we can read the genealogy in Luke.
那个家谱是玛利亚的家谱。
The genealogy is the genealogy of Mary.
但是同时你要读马太福音的家谱。
But at the same time we must read the genealogy in Matthew.
马太的家谱是约瑟的家谱。
Matthew is the genealogy of Joseph.
你看主耶稣就是在大王的谱系上。
That he was in the genealogy of the king.
感谢主弟兄。
We thank the Lord, brothers and sisters. Now you see.
现在借着一个
Now, through a tribe,
the
people,
现在你就是以色列百姓。
Through the people of Israel.
神保存了一个很单纯、很单纯的 race， 很单纯、单纯的民族。
God has kept for Himself a very, very pure race.
从这个单纯的民族里面。
And it's through this pure race.
人类的救主能够降生。
The Savior of man is able to appear.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你看见如果女人的后裔一诞生。
Now if you see the seed of the woman appear.
他在十字架上。
On the cross.
要伤撒旦的头。
He will bruise the head of Satan.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
撒旦老早知道。
Satan knows this long ago that this is what God will do.
所以怎么办呢?
What does he do?
在女人的后裔没有发生以前,
Before the seed of a woman appears.
当这个还没有成为气候, 当以色列, 当这个, 当这个以色列国还没有诞生以前,
Even long before this can appear, before the nation of Israel can
appear. 当两个家还没有成功以前,
Even before the house of Jacob appears.
撒旦知道说, 如果可能的话,
Satan says, if it's possible,
你看见他那个毁坏
You can see his destruction to destroy God's plan.
你明白吗?
Do you see?
现在问题在这里。
This is the issue.
等到亚伯拉罕过了幼发拉底。
After Abram crossed the river Euphrates.
你知道本来全世界都伏在撒旦的手下。
We know the whole world was under the hand of the evil one.
但是现在有一个人，最少有一个人。
But now at least one person.
他到了幼发拉底和那边去。
He is across beyond the river Euphrates.
有这位你看见吗?
Brothers and sisters,
对那个人来讲。
To that person.
你看见整个整个的巴比伦这块地方已经死了。
All the land of Babylon to him that is dead.
就这巴比伦来讲，那个人也死了。
To Babylon, that person is dead.
这就是保罗所说的。
That is what Paul says.
就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上。
To me, the world has been crucified.
就这世界而论，我已经钉在十字架。
To the world, I'm also crucified.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在撒旦和跟随他的人。
Now Satan and his followers.
他们觉得向来我们控制了这么多人。
They always felt we have control of all these people.
看到全世界跟随我们而去。
Look, the whole world is following us.
现在找到一个叛徒。
Now we have a traitor,
a rebel. 你看见这个叛徒带领了一帮人就到了幼发拉底河那边去。
Now this rebel has brought a group of people across beyond the river Euphrates.
将来不只是一个希伯来人。
Now not only one Hebrew.
将来有成千成万的希伯来人。
In the future, there are thousands, millions of Hebrews.
将来希伯来人像海边的沙那么多。
In the future, the Hebrew will be like the sand of the sea.
天上的星那么多。
Like the stars in the sky.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在你看见吗?
Now you see.
从一个角度来看。
From one angle.
你看见现在撒旦的国度削弱了，变得比从前更弱了。
You can see the kingdom of Satan has gotten weaker now.
因为他失去了一半的人。
Because now he has lost a group of people.
但这个问题还不是那么严重。
But that is not even the issue yet.
最严重在哪里?
What is more severe?
当这些人背叛了他们。
After they became rebels.
结果从他们的身上，你看女人的后裔要诞生。
It is from this group of people the seed of woman shall come.
女人的后裔一旦诞生的话，
Once the seed of woman appears,
撒旦的结局是肯定，他知道他一定是完。
Satan knows his finish is near. He will be done.
所以你看见说，
So you can see,
撒旦就想尽各种的办法。
Satan thinks of all his plots and schemes.
希望既然你已经到了幼发拉底河那边，
Since you are already beyond the river Euphrates,
他用各种的办法，
He uses all his ways.
希望有一天能把亚伯拉罕再带回来。
So to think one day he can bring Abraham back.
你如果读创世纪十四章，
If we read Genesis chapter 14,
那是非常惊险的一个镜头。
That is a very dangerous picture for us.
你回过头去看的话，
When you reflect and read it again,
如果亚伯拉罕不小心的话，
If Abraham was not careful,
如果不小心，很容易的就被裸回到巴比伦和裸回到幼发拉底河那边去。
If he is not careful, very easily he have been brought back across to the other side of the river Euphrates.
现在你明白。
Brothers and sisters, now you understand.
女人的后裔与山与蛇的后裔永远为仇。
The seed of the woman always will be at enmity with the seed of the serpent.
不要忘记弟兄姊妹。
Do not forget, brothers and sisters.
既然神是借着亚伯拉罕的后裔要来完成，要来得着一个女人的后裔。
If God is to gain from the descendants of Abraham the seed of the woman.
你看见所有亚伯拉罕的后裔都是和蛇对，都是和蛇为仇。
You must able to understand that all the descendants of Abraham will be against the serpent.
如果有可能能把整个的后裔毁灭，这是他最希望的。
This is what the serpent desires the most, to destroy all of the descendants.
如果办不到的话，
If he cannot do it,
迟早有一天要把他们带回到约巴拉里这边来。
Serpent knows the only way he can do is bring them back this side of the river Euphrates.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
这是很重要的解释。
This is a very important explanation.
你如果不明白这个，你不明白旧约。
If you don't understand this, you will not understand the Old Testament.
你也不明白整本的圣经。
You will not understand the whole Bible.
许多事情发生，你以为只是以色列的历史就是。
Many things happen. We think that's only the history of the Israelites.
没有这件事。
No.
那么弟兄姊妹，这是怎么一回事？
Brothers and sisters, what is this?
你如果读这个亚伯拉罕的故事的话，
If you read the story of Abraham,
你读到十二章，
You read chapter 12,
你知道他就蒙召了。
You know he was called.
到了十三章，
In chapter 13,
你知道说， 你就晓得说现在亚伯拉罕已经到了迦南地。
You know now Abraham is in the land of Canaan.
但是还有一次，
But very meaningfully,
你读到第十章的时候，
If we read chapter 14,
就有了一场战争。
There's this battle.
这个战争是什么战争？
What battle is this?
是四王和五王的战争。
It is the battle of four kings against five.
我看很多人读到十四章，常常把它跳过去。
I think many people, when we read chapter 14, we jump over it.
因为那里的名字都记不住的。
Because we can't remember the names there.
你也不知道四王什么，五王是什么。
We don't know what four kings, five kings.
他们打起来就打起来，让他们打起来吧。
If they fight, let them fight.
所以有的时候你不大注意这个十四章。
So we don't take note of chapter 14.
很重要的地方。
But very important, brothers
and sisters. 你看见这里有两边打起来了。
Here we see two sides of war.
一个是四个王，一个是五个王。
One side is four kings, the other five.
那五个王呢，通通是在死海附近的。
Now the five kings is around the region of the Dead Sea.
里面有索多玛，有俄摩拉，我们都很清楚。
We know of the those five kings. There's Sodom and Gomorrah. We're clear on those. We know those.
而且后来罗德就跑到索多玛、俄摩拉，这个我们也清楚。
And we also know about Lot, how he went and moved.To Sodom and Gomorrah.
但其他我们就不大清楚。
But we're not very clear on the other ones.
我们好不好读一下十四章第一节。
Let us read chapter 14, verse 1.
十四章第一节。
Chapter 14, verse 1.
当安拉非做示拿王，亚略做以拉撒王，基大老马做以兰王，提达做歌应王的时候。
And it came to pass in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, Arak, king of Elasar,And so the Lomar, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of nations.
你看我读了这么一点点，大家可能就不耐烦了。
I think even by reading one verse, you're had enough.
你看这些名字都是外国名字。
Now you see these names are so foreign to us.
当然是非常难读的。
Of course, they're very hard to pronounce.
但这里有一个很重要的钥匙。
But there is a very important key here.
这里说安拉非做示拿王。
Here it says Amraphel, king of Shinar.
示拿就是巴比伦。
Now Shinar is Babylon.
所以你看见这个四个王里面有一个王是巴比伦王。
So we can see in those four kings, there's a king of Babylon.
基大老马做以兰王。
And Sidda Lomar is the king of Elam.
以兰王就是今天的伊朗。
Now, Elam is present-day Iran.
所以弟兄姊妹，你注意到吗？这些军队是从幼发拉底河那边过来的。
Now, brothers and sisters, realize.These army comes from that side of the river Euphrates.
歌应王在什么地方呢？
Now, where is Tidal, king of nations?
歌应王大概就今天叙利亚，尤法拉，就是这个尤法拉底河流经叙利亚边境的那个附近。
Now, Tidal, king of nations, is Goim, and that is the present-day Syria, on the northern part where the Euphrates River flows.
所以这一场战争呢，不是部落的战争。
Now this battle is not only a tribal war.
这个战争乃是跨区域的战争。
But it is one that is beyond that, beyond the region, the land.
你看见吗？是本来有一般人在有这个四个王是在幼发拉底河那边。
Now you see these four kings are on this side of the river Euphrates.
而五个王在幼发拉底河这一边。
And the other five kings is on the other side of Euphrates.
你看见这不是 tribal war, 这不是 tribal conflict, 不是部落中间的战争。
And so we see this is not a tribal war or a tribal conflict.
你看见这个四个王他们走很远的路，所以他们是远征军，他们走很远的路要来和四个五个王对打的。
Therefore we're able to see these four kings have traveled afar.A distance to fight against these five kings.
走很远的路表示他花上很大的代价。
To go this long way, this long distance, they pay a great price.
为什么他们要走很遥远的路来到死海这里呢？
Why must they go this long distance so far away to come to the Dead Sea?
所以这一点你一定要记住的。
So brothers and sisters, remember this.
这四个王乃是在幼发拉底河那边的四个王。
These four kings are on the other side of the river Euphrates.
结果他们跨过幼发拉底河来到这边。和五个王打仗。
Now they went all the way beyond the river Euphrates. Euphrates to fight against these five kings.
这个是 international war, 这个是国际之间的战争。
So this is an international war.
如果你要问说,
if you ask,
全世界第一次世界大战的话,
what is the first world war?
有一个比较大一点 scale的话, 那就是给我们看创世纪第14章。
And if it's a greater scale of the world war, it's Genesis chapter 14.
许多时候不明白 Armageddon, 我们不明白哈密基顿战争。
Many times we don't understand the battle of Armageddon.
因为我们不明白第一次这一类的战争。
We don't know the first type of this battle. When we see the last battle at Armageddon, we see the army from the north. We see it from the west. And we see it from the east. Do not forget. This is an international war. It's beyond territory.
而且你看见这个可以说是国际之间的战争。
You can say it is an international war.
那让我们记得,
but let us remember.
全本圣经里面讲到这种的战争最清楚的就是14章。
In the whole Bible, the most clear picture we have of this warfare, this type, is in chapter 14.
第一点你要记住的,
first point, remember this.
第二点你要记住的,
the second point.
他们是常胜的将军, always victory, 他们永远打胜仗。
They are always victorious.
怎么知道呢?
How do we know that?
他们是一面往死海去, 他们一路上就征服了许许多多的人。
On the one hand, as they were going toward the Dead Sea, they have subdued many.
你如果仔细读14章的话,
if we read in detail, chapter 14,
他一路上所遇到的敌人,
all the enemy they encounter as they're crossing going to the Dead Sea,
他们都像亚拿族的人一样。
They are just like the Anakites.
他们都像哥利亚那样的人。
They're just like people like Goliath.
他们都是旧约圣经里面那些伟人。
They're like giants in the Old Testament.
你看见吗?
Do you see?
当他们一路下来的时候,
as they're going on their way,
现在考古学家告诉我们,
now the archaeologists tell us,
靠近叙利亚那个附近,
near the place of Syria,
他们曾经挖到一些坟墓,
they found some tombs, some graves.
那些坟墓都比别的坟墓要大的。
All those graves are greater than any other tomb.
那些棺材都比别的棺材不知道
Now those coffins are so much huger than normal ones.
所以不要忘记,
so do not forget.
你要叫这四个王来对付五个王的话,
if you have four kings against five,
他首先要胜过这些巨人才可以。
First, they must defeat the giants in the way.
这些巨人其实就是创世纪第六章那些的伟人, 就是那种的伟人。
Now, these giants are mentioned in chapter 6 of Genesis. They're the giants of old.
Nephilim, 就是拿贝林这一般的人。
They're the Nephilim.
所以不要忘记弟兄们。
So brothers and sisters, do not forget.
你记不记得, 后来那个谁啊,这个加勒,他说把那个山给我们。
Now, do you remember when Caleb said, give us that land?
因为那有亚纳族的人在住在里面。
Now, the Anakites dwell in that region.
这些人都是伟人。
They are all giants.
这些都是giants。 所以以色列人就心就消化了。
So the Israelites became afraid.
他说那个地方乃是吞吃居民，要把我们都吞吃掉。
Now those are where the giants dwell. They will devour us.
但是你看见这四个王。
But you see these four kings.
他们不怕被这些伟人吞吃掉。
They are not afraid of being devoured by these giants.
他们反而把他们吞吃掉。
Yet they devour the giants.
所以不要忘记。
So do not forget.
但他们还没有来到死海以前。
Before they came to the Dead Sea.
你看他们常胜的将军。
You see they are always victorious.
是所向无敌，没有敌人。
No one can stand before them. Everyone's defeated.
那等一等，我们仔细来看看这条路是怎么走的。
Later on, we can look in detail which path they went.
那这个很重要。
That is very important.
你看见吗?
Do you see?
所以我再劝年轻的弟兄。
Again, I want to encourage the young people.
你把这段圣经读清楚。
Read well this chapter.
然后你再来读启示录的时候。
And then when you read Revelation,
我们的眼睛才能被开启。
Then our eyes will be open.
所以让我们继续来看这一段的故事。
Let us continue with this passage.
那么为什么这两边要打？
Why are these two sides fighting?
为什么从远方要跑，不容易跑到死海附近打这场战争？
Why do I have to go from afar to go through all this difficulty to fight at the Dead Sea?
从表面上看来,
on the surface,
有一个原因的,
there's one reason.
读圣经的学者也好,
even if you're a Bible scholar,
考古学家也好,
or an archaeologist,
他们问说为什么有这场战争?
They ask, why is this battle here?
你看见国际战争啊, 那要花很多代价, 一定有很重要的原因在背后的。
You know, in the international war, there's a big price to pay. There's an important reason behind this.
现在他们找到一个原因。
Now they found a reason.
那非常可能是因着死海的缘故。
It may very possibly for the sake of the Dead Sea.
因为死海每次地震以后,
because the Dead Sea each time after an earthquake.
这个浮在死海上面就沥青。
Now what flows atop of the Dead Sea is
沥青, 沥青。
It's tar.
沥青，这个沥青做什么用的呢
？What is the use for tar？
沥青是铺柏油路的，这个就不错。
We know the tar is to pave the roads. Yes, that's correct.
这是今天沥青的用途。
That is the uses for tar today.
但是古时候沥青的用途啊。
But in the ancient times, for the use for tar.
和埃及人做木乃伊有关系的。
It is just for the same purpose when the Egyptians use it for the mummies.
所以当他们做木乃伊，他们需要沥青的。
When they make the mummies, they need this tar.
所以因为埃及他们做木乃伊的缘故
，For the Egyptians because of making the mummy，
所以谁能够有最多的沥青，谁就可以赚最多的钱。
Whoever is able to have the most tar can make the most money。
所以现在你就明白了。
Now you understand。
那为着要因着经济的原因
，Because of the economy，
你看见那个时候很可能四个王他打五个王，最主要的目的就是死海的那个沥青。
Very possibly the four kings fighting against the five is for this tar。
所以这是表面的原因。
That is only the reason on the surface.
两边就打起来。
Now the two sides fight.
打起来以后，你看见结果谁打败了？五个王就打败了。
When you see after the result, the five kings were defeated.
当然五个王打败了。
Of course, the five kings will be defeated.
连巨人都不是他们的对手。
Even the giants are not their match.
你看见吗？现在更不要说这个五个王了。
Now, not only the five kings, of course they will be defeated.
结果我们知道说，结果你知道这个谁呀？这个罗德就被掳走。
As a result, we know Lot was taken captured.
那么后来大家都知道这个故事，对不对
？We all know the story, right?
那为什么罗德被这个罗德一被掳走以后，一被掳走以后
，After Lot was captured.
那现在我们来看一节的圣经。
Now let's look at one verse.
创世纪第十四章第十三节。
Genesis 14 verse 13.
有一个逃出来的人告诉希伯来人亚伯兰。
And there came one that had escaped and told Abram the Hebrew.
第十四节
Verse 14.
亚伯兰听见他侄儿被掳去，就率领他家里生养的精练壮丁318人，直追到但。
And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan.
那后来我们知道罗德就被抢，就被夺回来。
Later we know that Lot was rescued.
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
这是圣经第一次提到希伯来人。
This is the first mention of Hebrew in the Bible.
这是非常非常有意思。
This is very, very meaningful.
有一个逃出来的人告诉希伯来人亚伯兰。
And there came one that had escaped until Abram the Hebrew.
结果你看见亚伯拉罕立刻就去要抢救罗德。
As a result, you see Abraham immediately went to save Lot.
那么罗德的故事是什么故事？
Now, what is the story of Lot?
你如果仔细读圣经的话，
If we read it in detail,
神要亚伯拉罕离开本地父家和本族，到他所指示的地方去。
When God wanted Abraham to leave his country, his kindred, his father's house, to a place where he would take him,
亚伯拉罕顺服了。
Abraham submitted.
但是没有完全顺服。
But he did not completely obey.
神要他离开父家，他带着父亲走的。
When God told him to leave his father's house, he brought his father along.
谁叫他离开本族，他带着罗德走。
When he told him to leave his kindred, yet he brought along Lot.
为什么带着罗德走呢？
Why did he bring Lot along?
不要忘记，那个时候也许他已经75岁了。
Do not forget, at that time he's possibly 75 years old.
虽然他现在走的路是信心的道路。
Even though he is on the way of faith.
他不害怕，因为神与他同在。
He's not afraid because God is with him.
但是你叫他多少有几分的担心。
Yet he is somewhat worried.
一个75岁的老人如果在路上中风了怎么办
？For an old man, 75 years old, what if he has a heart attack on the journey?
你不要忘记，中风。
He has a stroke. He has a stroke. What would happen?
那么你不要忘记，他是没有儿子的。
Now, don't forget, he doesn't have a son.
如果他有儿子，没有问题的。
If he has a son, it's fine.
根本不必担心。
He doesn't need to be worried.
连祷告都不需要。
He doesn't even need to pray.
有儿子负他的责任的。
I have the son to be my responsibility.
现在什么都没有。
Now he has nothing.
顺服神，要往这个。
He obeyed God to go into the land of
Canaan. 这条路是信心的道路，不错。
This is the way of faith, yes.
他随时仰望神的供应，不错。
He always looked to the provision of God.
他多少有几分不放心。
Yet he's still somewhat worried.
你看见吗？
Do you see?
万一怎么办呢？
What if there is an accident? Something happened. What happened?
现在罗德就跟着他走了。
So now Lot follows him.
我记得我的女儿小的时候。
I remember when my daughter was young.
她最喜欢抓一片尿布。
that she loves to hold on to her diapers.
到了晚上啊，她半夜醒过来了。
Even at night when she is awakened,
她到处找那块尿布。
She is looking for her diaper.
只要抓着尿布，她就睡着了。
As long as she is holding on to the diaper, she can sleep.
所以有一段时间呢，我女儿一天到晚就带着她的尿布的。
So there's a period of time my daughter always had her diaper with her.
所以你看，当亚伯拉罕带着罗德，罗德就是他的尿布。
So you can see Abraham when he had Lot along, Lot was his diaper.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
带着尿布的小孩子长不大。
Now, children with their security blanket, their diaper cannot grow, cannot mature. Abraham with Lot cannot mature. So, brothers and sisters, do you see? Because of his weakness. Now, on the one hand, he cannot mature yet. On the other hand, unknowingly, he has given ground to the enemy. He never even dreamt about this. What's wrong with bringing Lot along? Do you see the enemy is attacking him from his nephew Lot? He knows it is impossible to bring Abraham back to the other side. Abraham has vision. Lot did not have vision. He only followed his uncle. Now he does not know why he is on the land of Canaan. That is the most easy work for Satan to attack those without vision. Abraham will not be shaken. Yet, because of the defeat of Abraham, he's not careful to give ground to the enemy. So, brothers and sisters, now Satan wants to use the external circumstances. Politically speaking, it is four kings against five kings. In the economy, it may be for the tar. That is in the world. But do not forget. The seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent always in enmity. Now the seed of woman cannot be born. Even before it became a family. Now Abraham is only an individual. He did not have a son. Do not forget. This is the best time to destroy him. Do you see? Now if I have the chance to bring him back to this side of the Euphrates, it is a great thing to do. So, brothers and sisters, Abraham by himself would not go back. But do not forget, here there is a scheme. And Lot is the plot. So when Lot was captured, now you see, when Abraham heard this, this is the Hebrew. He already crossed the river. He heard of this. So he didn't say anything. He just took his 318 servants to pursue them. Do you see this? When Abraham thought of Lot, he didn't think about anything else. He did not think the army was always victorious. He did not think about the four kings being a great nation on the other side, coming over to this side. He didn't think about even the giants were defeated. What is 318 men of Abraham? They're nothing. Isn't this like the bullet against the rock? The egg against the rock. Under this situation, you can see very clearly. Abraham cannot be victorious. When we look at the forces, Abraham will be captured. Do you see? Now you should not come. Now, Lot is just that young babe.
那么结果，你看罗德往北走，你也跟着往北走。
Now he is just going that way, and you're captured and going along with him.
他们要把他带回到幼发拉底那边。
He is to bring him back to the other side of Euphrates.
结果不知不觉的，你看见没？亚伯拉会上当的。
And unknowingly, Abraham will fall into this plot.
但是稀奇的很。
But amazingly,
亚伯拉居然打了胜仗。
Abraham was victorious.
但打了胜仗以后啊
，After his victory,
圣经告诉我他害怕起来了。
The Bible tells us he became afraid.
你打了胜仗还害怕吗?
Why are you afraid after you've gained victory?
所以你读了创世纪15章的时候,
so when we read chapter 15,
神告诉他说你不要害怕,
God told him not to be fear.
现在他害怕了,
now he's afraid. Do you know why?
他想想当初用鸡蛋碰石头,
he thought of the picture. Yes, I'm like an egg. I'm hitting myself against the rock. If I'm not careful, I'll be on the other side again.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
等到他回来到耶路撒冷的时候,
when he returned back to Jerusalem,
结果有一个
there is the king of Salem, Melchizedek, who came to greet him.
带着酒,带着油来安慰他,
to have bread and wine and oil to greet him.
但是不要忘记,
but do not forget, now, Melchizedek has a very important mission.
他的使命是什么?
What is his mission?
他要解释给亚伯拉罕,
he is to explain to Abraham,
你怎么打赢这一场战争?
How you were victorious in this battle.
你这个鸡蛋怎么碰了石头? 而且石头反而打败仗。
It is how is this egg you hit yourself against the rock, yet the rock was defeated.
所以你看见那个麦基洗德怎么说呢?
You're able to see what Melchizedek says.
他说至高的神把敌人交在你的手里。
Says, blessed be the Most High God which have delivered thy enemy into thy hand.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在明白吗?
Now you understand.
是谁出来解释的?
And who came forth to explain this?
是耶路撒冷王出来解释。
It is the king of Jerusalem.
那现在我们要问,
now we must ask,
耶路撒冷王站在哪一边?
Which side is the king of Jerusalem on?
在这场战争里面,
in this battle, which side is the king of Jerusalem on?
当然站在神的这一边。
Of course he is standing on God's side.
那不是站在神这一边,
not only on God's side,
而且解释给亚伯拉罕说,
also explaining to Abraham, saying, it is the Most High God which have delivered thy enemy into thy hand.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
表面上是四个王跟五个王的战争,
on the surface, it is only the battle between the four and five kings.
从属灵的角度来看,
in a spiritual angle,
是巴比伦,
it is the battle between Babylon and Jerusalem. Because Jerusalem is standing on the God's side. Because Abraham stands on God's side. It is not Abraham who is victorious.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, do you see this? When the seed of the woman is against the seed of the serpent,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个仗是怎么打的?
How is this battle fought?
现在你看见吗?
Now you see,
当你读整个旧约历史的时候,
when you read the entire history of the Old Testament, when you read the story of the New Testament,
不要忘记,
do not forget, this is a very, very important key.
让我们看见说,
let us see and say,
整本的圣经,
the whole Bible,
给我们看见,
it shows us,
乃是巴比伦跟耶路撒冷的对立,
it is the conflict between Babylon and Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗?
Now you understand,
表面上是四个王跟五个王,
on the surface, it is four kings against five.
不,
no.
背后,
and behind this,
你看见的是巴比伦和耶路撒冷,
you see it is Babylon against Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故,
because of this,
现在你明白,
now you understand,
事实上撒旦是要借助这场战争,
in fact, it is Satan through this battle,
把亚伯拉罕把他带回去,
it is to bring Abraham back to the other side.
但是最后神得胜,
but at last God is victorious.
只有亚伯拉罕得胜了,
Abraham is victorious.
那个解释在哪里?
Where is that explanation?
那个解释很清楚的,
that explanation is very clear.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
从第一天开始,
from the first day,
两棵树,
there's two trees,
生命树和知识上的树,
the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge
不止如此,
of good and evil. Not only that,
等到世界握在恶者手下的时候,
when the whole world is under the hand of the evil one, Babylon represents the whole world.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
这一个冲突,
in this conflict,
这个对立,
in this conflict,
opposition,
and opposition,
不要忘记了,
do not forget,
这个就从什么时候开始,
when did it begin?
从亚伯拉罕, 从14章就已经开始了。
It began in chapter 14.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, now you understand.
创世纪有巴比伦也有耶路撒冷。
Genesis have Babylon and Jerusalem.
而巴比伦和耶路撒冷是对抗的。
And Babylon is in opposition to Jerusalem.
你读到启示录的时候,
when we read Revelation,
等到17章、18章, 你看见巴比伦倾倒了。
When we see chapter 17, 18 in Revelation, we see, oh, great Babylon has fallen.
然后新耶路撒冷。 耶路撒冷就从天而降。
And the New Jerusalem comes from appears.
到了最后一次冲突的时候。
In the last conflict.
结果是大巴比伦倾倒了。
It is the great Babylon who has fallen.
你看见结果，耶路撒冷从天而降。
As a result, New Jerusalem comes from heaven.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这就解释了整本的圣经。
This explains to us the entire Bible.
这是非常非常重要。
This is very, very important.
你如果仔细读整个以色列的历史的话。
If we read in detail the entire history of Israel,
这一次差一点仇敌成功了。
The enemy almost succeeded here.
就是那个时候实力，就是他的这个 force， 真正的 real force， 就真正的实力来讲的。
Now when we look at the force, look at the real force here.
你知道亚伯拉罕没有打胜仗的本钱。
You know Abraham has no means to be victorious.
你看见这个巴比伦，他们一定打胜仗。
You can see that Babylon will be victorious.
他们有打胜仗的历史、啊。
They have the history of victory behind them.
他们昨天是胜利的，所以今天非胜利不
可。Yesterday they were victorious. Today they must be victorious.
所以记得弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters, remember.
亚伯拉罕起头什么都不想。
At the beginning, Abraham didn't think about anything.
他爱弟兄的爱。
He loved. He has love for the brethren.
什么都看不见。
He didn't see anything else.
等到打完仗，他才害怕起来。
After the victory, he became to be fearful.
但是他现在眼睛开。
Now his eyes are open.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
这就是圣经告诉我们
the Bible tells us,
亚伯拉罕虽然住在帐篷里面
that even though Abraham dwelt in the tent,
他却仰望一座有根基的城
yet he was looking for a city with foundation,
是神所经营所建造的
whose city the maker and builder is God.
我们第二天已经说过
we said this the second day, brothers and sisters.
你看神永远的旨意是要在最花园里面变把它建造，然后最后变成一花园的城。
You can see we mentioned that God from the garden wants to transform it to be a garden city.
从伊甸园开始，最后是耶路撒冷。
Beginning with the Garden of Eden, it will be New Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是神永远的旨意。
This is the eternal will of God.
亚伯拉罕什么时候看见这个神永远的旨意
？Now when did Abraham see this eternal will?
他远远看见，而且欢喜迎接。
He saw it from afar and he welcomed it.
你看见非常清楚。
You see it very, very clear.
哦，弟兄。
Brothers and sisters,
在这里非常的清楚。
Here it is very, very clear.
因为这个缘故
because of this reason,
你看见这个就变成亚伯拉罕的目标。
You're able to see this is the purpose, the goal of Abraham.
虽然住在帐篷里
even though he dwelt in tents,
他仰望一座有根基的城。
Yet he was looking for a city with foundation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters,
这个世界
this world,
这个宇宙
this universe,
你看见说乃是巴比伦和耶路撒冷对抗的。
You can see it is opposition, a conflict between Babylon and Jerusalem.
为什么对抗呢？
Why is there a conflict?
因为女人的后裔和蛇的后裔要彼此为仇。
Because there's enmity between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent.
撒旦不要女人的后裔诞生。
Satan does not want the seed of woman to appear.
如果神是借着以色列人来带进的女人的后裔的话
，If God is to bring in the seed of the woman through Israel,
他们要对付以色列人。
He must deal with Israelites. So brothers and sisters, we can see.
为什么以色列民族是这样悲惨的民族
？Why is it the people of Israel such a tragic race?
你看见没有
？Do you see, brothers and sisters?
为什么以色列人受尽那么多的
Why does Israelites are persecuted so greatly?
你读历史
When we read history,
两班人是最受逼迫
There are two groups of people that are greatly persecuted.
到处被追赶
They're always pursued.
一班是以色列人
One is the Israelites.
还有一班就是神的教会
And the other is the Church of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
这不是整个历史吗
Isn't this history for us?
为什么他们要被追赶
Why are they pursued?
为什么被逼迫
Why are they persecuted?
你看你和女人的后裔发生关系
You see, it has to do with the seed of the woman.
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
没有女人的后裔
Without the seed of the woman, there is no salvation.
我们今天有希望就是
Today we have hope because of the seed of the woman. But do not forget, before God reaches his goal, Satan is not willing for this. If you have this key, when you open the Old Testament, it's extremely clear. Do you see? Now you see, Abraham is victorious here. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. We thank the Lord.
亚伯拉罕的后裔像海边的沙那么。
The descendants of Abraham is like the sea, a sand of the sea.
我们真是感谢主。
Indeed, we thank the Lord.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
你读到以色列故事。
When you read the story of the Israelites.
你看见又是一个悲剧发生。
You see also some tragedy.
你看见因着他们不忠心的缘故。
Because they were not faithful.
你看撒旦就是要做这件事。
Now you see Satan is wanting to do this work.
现在你明白吗
？Now you understand.
许多时候。一个国家征服另外一个国家。
Many a times when this nation subdues another nation,
你统治它就可以了。
All you have to do is rule over them.
但是很稀奇啊。
But amazingly,
等到这些敌人来到以色列的境内的时候
，when the enemies are in the Israelites' territory,
你看巴比伦也好，巴比伦你来到 攻打以色列的时候。
You see, when Babylon is attacking Israel.
你看见吗？或者亚叙利亚，或者亚述来攻击，或者把十个支派掳去的时候。
Oh, when you see Assyria, the Asher or Assyrians come to attack and take the tribes captive.
为什么要掳去
？We must ask, why are they captured?
你占领不就可以了吗
？All you have to do is rule over them.
为什么你要花那么大的功夫把它掳到巴比伦去呢
？Why do you have to spend so much time and energy to capture them?
稀奇的很。
It is very amazing.
你看历史上就是有两个国家做这件事情。
It is only two countries who do this in history.
一个国家是亚述。
One nation is Assyria.
就是伊拉克的北边。
And that is the northern part of Europe.
另一个是巴比伦。
And one is Babylon.
就是今天伊拉克的南边。
And that's present-day southern border of Iraq.
主前722年的时候。
It is B.C. 722 B.C.
你看见十个支派就被掳到亚述去。
You can see the 10 tribes were captured in Assyria.
就掳到底格里斯河去了。
That they were captured to the Tigris River.
就掳到这个尼尼微去了。
And they were captured to Nineveh.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
为什么掳到这边来呢
？Why are they in captivity there?
他们本来在犹法拉底这边的。
Now they're on this side of the Euphrates.
现在又落回去。
Now they're in captivity on the other side.
你看这不是悲剧是什么
？Now if that's not tragedy, what is it?
但是过了一百年以后。
But after 100 years.
两个支派。
Two tribes.
也是像一棵树一样连根拔起，抛到巴比伦去。
Likewise, they're like a tree that's uprooted and thrown into Babylon.
他们的祖宗亚伯拉罕过了犹法拉底河。
Their forefather Abraham crossed the river Jordan, Euphrates.
等到他们失败的时候。
Now after they failed.
现在你看撒旦做什么事
？Now you see what Satan is doing.
他做一贯的事情。
He does a link.
你看他怎么在亚伯拉罕身上做
？What he tried to do on Abraham.
也在亚伯拉罕的后裔身上做。
He is trying to do upon the descendants of Abraham.
兄弟们
，brothers and sisters.
亚伯拉罕身上有失败。
Abraham had failures.
到了哈兰就停下来了。
When he was in Haran, he stopped.
等到爸爸死了，他才继续往家里去。
After his father died, then he continued on to the land of Canaan.
兄弟们，你看见吗
？So brothers and sisters, do you see?
他从加勒底乌尔出来。
On the one hand, he came out of the Ur of Chaldees.
还得要从哈兰出来。
Still has to leave Haran.
这证明他失败了。
That proves to us he failed.
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
亚伯拉罕失败了。
Abraham failed.
结果等到他的子，等到他的后裔。
It is only his son, his descendants.
被掳的时候。
When they were in captivity.
稀奇的很。
It is very amazing.
十个支派掳到哪里去呢
？Where were the 10 tribes in captivity?
十个支派不是掳到巴比伦去。
The 10 tribes was not in Babylon.
十个支派就是掳到哈兰那个附近那个地方去。
Now the 10 tribes was in the region of Haran.
然后最后呢，你看见说两个支派是被掳到加勒底乌尔的附近去。
At the end, we're able to see the last two tribes. They were in captivity near the region of the Ur of Chaldees.
所以现在你读旧约的历史的时候
，So when we read the Old Testament history,
你才会看见历史。你读历史读太多了。
When we read so much history, right?
一个国家占领一个国家有什么稀奇呢
？One nation takes over another nation. What is so wonderful about that?
结果怎么都是掳到巴比伦，都掳到又发来这边来呢
？Why is it they must be going back to the other side of Euphrates, brothers and sisters?
那个解释就好像在亚伯拉罕身上解释一样。
That explanation is just like upon Abraham.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
这就是撒旦所做的工作。
This is the work of Satan.
你知道撒旦巴不得能毁灭所有的以色列人。
You must know that Satan is so willing to destroy all of the Israelites.
他差一点成功了。
He almost succeeded.
这就是以斯帖的故事。
And that is the story of Esther.
你记不记得
？Do you remember?
那一次是摩迪改得罪了哈曼。
That was at the time when Mordecai offended
Haman.
Haman.
但是哈曼。借着王的命令要歼灭所有的犹太人。
And Haman with the command from the king was to destroy all the Israelites.
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
如果那一次他成功的话。
If he succeeded at that time.
你知道主耶稣不可能降生在。
You know the Lord Jesus cannot be born in Bethlehem.
所以我们要记得。
So we must remember.
他如果可能的话。
If possible.
他要歼灭整个的民族。
He want to destroy all the race.
这就是历史上你看见为什么你看见以色列到处被追赶的缘故。
That's the reason we see the Israelites always being pursued after.
如果办不到的话
，If he cannot do it，
你看见吗
？You see，
他想尽各种的办法。
He will think of all his schemes and plots.
你当初从哪里来，将来你就回到哪里去。
Wherever you came from, that's where I'm taking you back to.
什么叫做被掳到巴比伦
？What does it mean to be in captivity in Babylon？
这是极大极大的羞耻。
This is great shame.
本来我们落在罪里面。
We were in sin.
现在我们又回头了。
Now we have gone back.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？Brothers and sisters,
所以这是以色列历史的悲剧。
This is a tragedy of the history of Israel.
现在大家懂了吗
？Now do you understand？
你如果仔细来看整个故事的话
，If you see the whole story.
因为 蛇的后裔跟女人的后裔为仇。
It is the enmity between the seed of woman and the seed of the serpent.
所以最好女人的后裔不诞生。
It is best the seed of woman will not be born.
那怎么办呢
？What do he do?
他唯一的办法就是在以色列人身上下手。
The only way is he can work upon the Israelites.
所以我们看得清楚。
So we can see very clearly.
整个旧约的故事。
This is the whole story of the Old Testament.
等到主耶稣诞生以后。
When the Lord Jesus was born.
你看见吗？基督和教会。
You can see Christ and the church.
都是站在仇敌的对面。
It is in opposition to the enemy.
他们站在神的这一边的。
We are standing on God's side.
结果因着撒旦女人的后蛇的后裔与他们为仇的缘故。
Because of the enmity between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman.
所以不光以色列人受逼迫，的神的教会也受逼迫。
Not only are the Israelites persecuted, but the church of God.
我盼望弟兄姊妹看。
I hope brothers and sisters can see this. When we see the seed of the woman, there are two groups of people. One is the earthly people of God, that's the Israelites. And there is the heavenly people of God. That is the church of God. Do not forget. They have become the objects of persecution of this world. That is the Old Testament and the story of the New Testament.
这是一把很重要的钥匙。
That is a very important key.
叫你能够明白启示录到底讲些什么。
So you can understand what Revelation is telling us.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们如果懂得这个以后。
If we know this.
我们可以存在心里。
We're able to keep it in our heart.
然后让主借着这些话来对我们说话。
And then the Lord can speak to us through these words.
那我在这稍微再多说一点点。
Now I want to speak a little bit more.
我们说过这个十四章里面讲到他们是常胜的将军。
We mentioned in chapter 14 their army that is always victorious.
所以他们就把五个王管在服在这五个王就服在他们底下十二年。
They're able to subdue the five kings for 12 years.
结果第十三年他们就背叛了。
On the 13th year they rebelled.
结果他们就来打败他们。
As a result, they were defeated.
你如果仔细读圣经的话
，If we read the Bible carefully,
告诉我们说他们不是一下子就到死海的。
It tells us they did not immediately get to the Dead Sea.
他们先到大马色附近。
That they went near Damascus.
就是今天的戈兰高地。
And that is the heights of Golan today.
也就是圣经的巴山。
And that is also Bashan in the Bible.
然后到了基列，圣经的基列。
And then they went to Gilead.
然后呢，就过了死海。
And then they crossed the Dead Sea.
然后呢，就到了红海。
And then they went to the Red Sea.
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
你看见这一条路啊，乃是约旦河外的一条路。
You can see this is the way just by the River Jordan.
你可以想象到。
You're able to imagine this.
从大马色一路南下。
They're coming south from Damascus.
在约旦河的那边。
This on the other side of River Jordan.
到了死海。
When they're at the Dead Sea.
他们继续南下。
They continue to go south.
然后再一直到了红海。
And then they go to the Red Sea.
到了红海以后。
On the Red Sea.
他们往西走。
They went west.
然后才到了死海的附近。
And then they're near the Dead Sea.
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
这条路是他们打出来的一条路。
This is the way they had to fight for.
这条路是什么路呢
？What way is this？
这条路就是圣经里面旧约所说的王的大道 ，King's Highway。
And this is in the Bible when it tells us this is the King's Highway。
那弟兄姊妹，你记不记得以色列人本来要求说能够走王的大道？你看见以东不肯。
Now, brothers and sisters, you remember when Israel left, they asked Edom to go on the King's Highway. They would not let them.
摩亚也不肯。
Moab would not let them.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
过了亚嫩河以后。
After you have gone through the Arnon River.
然后摩西就打出一条路来。
And then Moses fought a way.
你看见他打胜仗的都是沿着王的大道打。
Now the way which he had victory was along the King's Highway.
所以不要忘记。
So do not forget.
那条王的大道是谁打出来的
？Now who fought out that King's Highway?
是四个王打出来的。
It is fought by the four kings.
一路上所碰到的都是那些伟人。
All the opposition they encountered were the giants.
我没有时间和大家仔细去读它。
I cannot go into detail with brothers and sisters.
我们只看几个地名就可以
了。We only look at just a few names here.
这个也是你们不喜欢的，但是我很快地提一下。
This is not something you like, but I'll just mention the names.
你看见第五节。
Verse five.
到第五节，十四年，基大老马和同盟的王都来到亚特律加宁，杀败了利发因人。
And in the 14th year came Kedorlaomer and the kings that were with him and smote the Rephaims in Ashtaroth Karnam.
那利发因人就是伟人。
Now the Rephaims are the giants.
而这里讲的亚律特加宁是什么呢
？Now when they're talking about the Ashtaroth Capernaum here.
在希腊希伯来原文是两座城。
Now in Hebrew is two cities.
这个城是双胞胎的城。
Now they're like twin cities here.
那么这个城是什么城呢？
Now what city is this?
这就是巴山的首都。
This is the capital of Bashan.
你记得吗？圣经里读到巴山的牛公牛，那是巴山的首都。
Now do you remember in the Bible when you read about Bashan, that is where they, the bulls are.
这什么地方呢？
What place is this?
这个就是主耶稣。会见门当初的门徒在约旦河外的伯大尼遇见他们。
This is when the Lord Jesus first met his disciples outside on the other side of River Jordan near Bethany.
约旦河外的伯大尼在什么地方呢？
Now where is this Bethany beyond the River Jordan?
就是亚特吕加宁。
And it is this place after of Capernaum.
也就是你记不记得神把以利亚藏在基利西旁？
Now do you remember when God hid Elijah beside the brook?
基利西旁
and the book of Kira.
那么基利西什么地方呢？
Now where is that place?
就是伯大尼所在的地方。
It is where Bethany beyond the river is.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见一路上这样打下来的。
Remember that's how the path that was fought.
然后你再看下去。
Now if you read on.
到了沙威基列亭。
At Shavah Kirithim.
那这个就是什么尼波山附近。
Now this is near Mount Nebo.
所以到了那里，你看见摩西就能看见整个的迦南。
There, that is where Moses was able to see the entire land of Canaan.
然后下面说，
and then,
然后第六节到了西尔山，那就是以东地。
That is Mount Seir. That is the land of Edom.
然后再下来，一直杀到靠近旷野的伊勒巴兰。
And then unto El Paran, which is by the wilderness.
伊勒巴兰已经到了红海了。
Now El Paran is near the Red Sea.
所以你看，这个王的大道一路上这么下来的。
You're able to see the going down this way of the King's Highway.
然后呢，就到了加底斯，你看见吗
？And then which is Kadesh.
然后再往下去。
And then they cannot continue on.
你看见一直打到哪里？打到哈喜孙塔玛。
And then they continue on to Hazon Tamar.
那哈喜孙塔玛是什么地方
？Now where is this place?
你去读圣经。
When you read the Bible,
就是在死海。如果这是死海的话
，If this is where the Dead Sea is,
就在最西边这个地方。
It's at the most western part of the Dead Sea.
那这个地方叫什么名字呢
？What is the name of that place?
这个就是圣经中的隐基底。
And that is the place En Gedi.
那么 En Gedi 什么地方
？Now where is this place En Gedi？
你记得大卫不就藏在那个附近吗
？Now remember David hid near that place。
而 En Gedi 呢，乃是这个沙漠的绿洲的。
Now this En Gedi is the oasis in the desert。
如果你从那里往上爬的话
，Now if you continue upward on there，
你可以到耶路撒冷的。
You're able to reach Jerusalem。
在那里往上，快到耶路撒冷的时候
，Now before you reach Jerusalem，
有一个山谷
，There is a valley there。
那就是约瑟法谷。
And that is the valley of Jehoshaphat.
不要忘记。
Now do not forget.
哈米基多顿战争的时候。
That is the battle of Armageddon.
根据约珥书告诉我们。
According to the
book of Job.
Book of Job.
你知道有一部分的战争是在约沙法谷打的。
We know there is going to be a part of the battle in that valley.
现在明白吗
？Now you understand.
这是第一次世界大战。
This is the First World War.
但到最后一次世界大战。
It is also the last World War.
你看见有东方的诸王不是从东边过来的吗
？You can see the kings of the east prepare the way.
这些都是东方的诸王。
Now these are the kings of the east here. You can see.
到底什么我不知道。
I don't know exactly what nation.
但他们的确过来的。
But indeed they have come over.
然后有一部分到哈米基顿。有一部分就沿着王的大道一直这样，最后到了约沙法谷。
And then there would be a part of the army that will go along the king's highway until they come to the valley of Jehoshaphat.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
现在你明白吗
？Do you understand that？
根据圣经对称的原则
，When we look at the symmetry in the Bible，
等到你看见哈米顿战争的时候
，When we see the battle of Armageddon，
大概就知道那个战争是怎么打。
Somewhat we see the trail of that battle。
当然，主要的战场是在哈米基多顿。
Of course, the main battlefield is in Armageddon。
但他们很聪明的。
But they're very wise.
他们另外开辟一个战场，根本就是靠近耶路撒冷。
They had another battlefield very close to Jerusalem.
如果把心脏拿下来，他们就成功了。
Now if they're able to kill the heart, they'll succeed.
所以你看见吗？约沙法这一部分很重要。
You're able to see the valley here is very important.
那么他们就是沿着王的大道这样一直下来。
This is how they go on the trail of the king's highway.
但是弟兄姊妹
，My brothers and sisters,
感谢主
we thank the Lord.
最后圣经告诉我们
，At the end, the Bible tells us,
羔羊与敌基督征战。
When the Lamb is at war with the Antichrist,
你看见羔羊完全得胜。
You see that the Lamb has complete victory.
羔羊怎么得胜
？How is the Lamb victorious?
感谢主弟兄。
We thank the Lord, brothers and sisters. If we read the entire four Gospels,
你记不记得
do you remember?
主耶稣最后 在橄榄，最后在黑门山上。
That at the end when the Lord Jesus was on Mount Hermon，
他应该升天的。
He was able to be ascended。
他没有升天。
He did not ascend。
为着你和我的罪。
It is for your sake, your sin and my sin。
他从最高的黑门山降低，再降低，一直到哥哥他上为我们钉在十字架。
From the highest point of Mount Hermon, he continued to lower himself and descend until Golgotha for you and me。
他那条路是怎么走的
？How did he go on that way？
他走的那条路就是王的大道。
Now the trail which he went is the King's highway.
他配得走这条路，他是万王之王，万主之主。
He is worthy to go on this trail. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
难怪他以巴，难怪他约旦河外的伯大尼来做他的中心。
And that's why the center for him is the Bethany beyond the river.
然后他一直往南走，一直往南走。
And he continued to go south, continued to go south.
到了尼波山的附近。
And when he is near Mount Nebo,
他没有再往下走了。
He did not go any more south.
你看见吗？这个战争和世界战争不一样。
Do you see this war is different from the war of the world?
世界要打胜仗的话
the world, if the world, world wants to be victorious,
一直南下, 最后就打胜仗了。
They continue to go south, and then they'll be victorious.
我们的主不是的。
Our Lord is not that way.
我们的主快到了尼泊山的时候。
It is when he is near Mount Nebo.
他向左转了。
That he turned left.
他向西走了。
That he went west.
从那里为我们挂的是。
And it's from there he was hung for us.
你要说主的工作没有完成。
You say the Lord's work is not done.
他不是得胜的主吗？
Is he not the victorious Lord?
他不是要伤撒旦的头吗？
Is he not to bruise the Satan's head?
他怎么钉在十字架上呢？
Why is he hung on the cross?
但是弟兄姊妹，
My brothers and sisters,
不要忘记，
should not forget.
他在十字架上伤了撒旦的头。
On the cross, he bruised Satan's head.
所以你读四福音的时候，
So when we read the four gospels,
你读到这里就完了。
When we read there, we're done.
你从来没有听说主耶稣到过以东的。
That we never heard of our Lord Jesus being in Edom.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
你读以赛亚书的时候。
When we read Isaiah.
我们的主耶稣是到过以东的。
Yes, our Lord Jesus was in Edom.
到过以东什么意思？
What does it mean to be in Edom?
他继续往南走。
He continued to go south.
那么这是怎么回事呢？
What does that mean?
当我们读圣经就清楚。
When we read the Bible, we become clear.
当你读启示录
十七章的时候。When we read Revelation chapter 17, we're clear.
他骑着白马。
He is on the white horse.
你看见吗？主的脚踩在橄榄山上。
That when his foot is set on Mount Olivet.
然后以色列人就从山谷里。
And then the Israelites can escape through the mountain.
他们就往 Petra 这个方向逃。
And they going through the direction of Petra.
然后呢，你看见这个时候呢，这个时候敌基督在那军队在那追。
And then we see that the Antichrist and his army continue to pursue after them.
然后基督的军队就追赶敌基督的军队。
And then the army of Christ chase after the army of the Antichrist.
所以现在我们来看以赛亚书六十三章。
Now we look at Isaiah 63.
以赛亚六十三章。
Isaiah 63.Verse 1.
这从以东的波斯拉来，穿红衣服，装扮华美，能力广大，大步行走的是谁呢？就是我，我是凭公义说话，以大能实行拯救。
Who is this that comes from Edom with thy garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save.
那这里波斯拉就是 Petra 附近。
Now here, Persia is near is near Petra.
你的装扮为何有红色？你的衣服为何像揣酒榨的呢？我独自揣酒榨，众民无一人与我同在。我发怒将他们踹下，发烈怒将他们践踏，他们的血溅在我的衣服上。
Wherefore art thou red in thy apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine fat?I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me, for I will tread them in mine anger, and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment.
那么如果大家 读启示录十九章很清楚那一段的故事，我们好不好看第十九章？
Now if we read Revelation 19, we're very clear on that, that story there.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
我观看见天开了有一匹白马，骑在马上的称为称信真实的。
And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon it was called faithful and true, and in righteousness.
十三节。
Verse 13.
他穿着溅了血的衣服。
And he was clothed with a vesture deep dipped in blood.
十九、十六节、十五节最后一句要踹全能者神烈怒的酒。
at the end of verse 15 and verse 16, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God.
在他衣服和大腿上有名写的说万王之王万主之主。
And he have on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
弟兄姊妹，现在的图画很清楚。
Now brothers and sisters, the picture is very clear.
你看六十以赛亚六十三章就告诉我们主回来以后。
Isaiah chapter 63 shows us after the Lord's return.
那个时候他不是骑着驴子，乃是骑着白马。
He is no longer on the donkey, but on a white horse.
他胜而又胜。
He is victorious and victorious again.
他用铁杖来管辖万国。
And he will rule the nations with an iron rod.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
现在我们看见他在以东出现。
Now we see he appears in Edom.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
现在很清楚。
Now it's very clear.
你看见这个就是我们主得胜的路。
This is the way of victory of our Lord.
你看王的得胜是先是受苦，然后得的荣耀。
Now you can see the king's victory is first suffering and then glory.
他第一次是神的羔羊。
The first time he came as the Lamb of God.
他第二次来乃是犹大的事。
His second coming is the line of Judah.
他第一次来是骑着驴子进耶路撒冷。
The first time he came, he rode on the mule into Jerusalem.
他第二次要骑着白马。
The second time on his return, he'll come in the white horse.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
所以现在你看见吗
？Now you see.
这个乃是我们的主怎样走在他的王的大道上。
This is how our Lord went on His way of the King's highway.
所以他的路也是我们的路。
So His way is also our way.
所以现在你明白了。
Now you understand.
十字架乃是达到丰收的途径。
Now the cross is to bring us into a great harvest.
没有十字架就没有冠冕。
It is the way. There is no shortcut. Without the cross, there is no crown.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters. Now you see.
这个就是女人的后裔怎样胜过。
This is how the seed of the woman will be victorious over the seed of the serpent.
所以你看，这个不过是创世纪十四章的故事。
Now you see that is only story of Genesis 14.
你看见能够解释很清楚，给我们解释，给我们看见，给我们看见这个启示录的故事。
It's able to clearly show us the story of Revelation.
所以我想说到这里，我们应该是很清楚。
I think after I'm speaking here, it's very clear.
虽然亚伯拉罕是到了迦南。
Even though Abraham was in the land of Canaan,
你看见仇敌是不甘心。
You see, the enemy was not willing.
如果可能的话
，If possible,
在亚伯拉罕还没有成为一个家以前
，Before Abraham became a family,
能够把他带回到犹伯拉底河那边。
The enemy will try to bring Abraham back to the other side of the Euphrates. We thank the Lord.
你看耶路撒冷干预了。
You see, Jerusalem intervened.
结果你看，当耶路撒冷和巴比伦对抗的时候
，As a result, you see when Jerusalem is against Babylon.
现在亚伯拉罕才会明白。
Now Abraham is able to understand.
为什么鸡蛋能够胜过石头
？Why is it the egg is able to overcome the rock？
你看，这是神所做的。
This is God's work.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这个就是我们得胜的秘诀。
This is the secret of our victory.
许多时候我们好像要失败。
Many times it seems like we will fail.
我们不知道，我们以为是外面的事。
We don't know. We think it's only on the surface.
我们以为是政治的局面。
We think it has to do with the politics.
我们不知道为什么被裁员裁掉了。
Now we don't know why we're laid off.
我们不知道有什么事情发生。
We don't know what happened.
不要忘记
，Do not forget, brothers and sisters.
表面上是政治的事情。
On the surface, it looks like politics.
有经济的原因。
It has to be with economy.
背后有属灵的原因。
Behind that, there's a spiritual reason.
在这里给我们看见。
Here it shows us.
你看亚伯拉罕学了何等的故事。
Abraham have learned such a great lesson.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
然后你再读下去。
And then if we continue to read on.
亚伯拉罕生以撒。
Abraham begot Isaac.
以撒生雅各。
Isaac begot Jacob.
然后陈说神被称为亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
And then he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这什么意思
？What does this mean？
现在在亚伯拉罕身上终于得到一个家了。
Now upon Abraham, he's able to gain a house.
那这个家是非常重要。
And this family is very important.
如果没有这个家的话
，without this family，
你看见将来你女人的后裔就不能够诞生。
You can see that the seed of woman cannot be born.
所以现在你明白
？Now you understand.
亚伯拉罕的功课是很重要的。
The lesson of Abraham is a very important one.
亚伯拉罕给我们看见神是源头的神。
Abraham shows us that God is the God of origin.
亚伯拉罕的神能给我们看见他就是我们的父。
God of Abraham shows us that God is our father.
然后你看见以撒。
And then you see Isaac.
然后给我们看见我们的神乃是以撒的神。
And then we see that God is the God of Isaac.
那同时呢，你看我们的神也是雅各的神。
And then we can see God is also the God of Jacob.
你看圣灵能够在亚伯拉罕身上工，也能够在雅各身上。
You are able to see that God is also able to work in Jacob.
他本来是毛毛虫的。
That he was just like a worm.
圣经说你这虫雅各。
Now the Bible calls him, "Oh, you Jacob, you worm."
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
经过圣灵的工作。
Through the working of the Holy Spirit.
能够把它变成一只蝴蝶。
He's able to be transformed to a butterfly.
本来他只是爬在地上。
Now he was only creeping on the earth.
这个地是他的范围。
Now the earth is his domain.
你知道，如果你和以色列人在做生意的话。
Now if you're working, you're doing business with Israelites.
神把所有属地的祝福都赐给他。
Now all the earthly blessings is given to the Israelites.
所以你口袋的钱都跑到他口袋里面去。
That's why all the money in your pocket will go to his pocket.
神应许你是属天的。
But God has promised you're heavenly.
当你什么都没有，你来到主面前，就主的话能安慰你。
When you have nothing, you come before the Lord's presence.His words will come from you.
所以你明白吗？
So do you understand?
这是以色列人的特点。
This is the uniqueness of Israelites.
他们要的是这块地。
That they have the land.
这就是神说你这虫雅各。
And that's why God says you worm Jacob.
你爬来爬去不过是地的范围而已。
No matter where you creep and crawl, it's only on the land.
你从来不知道天是怎么回事。
You have never known about the heavens.
神为什么给他看见天梯呢？
Now why did God show him the ladder?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
那个天梯好像另外一个坐标，给你看见你的空间是三斗空间。
Now the ladder to heaven shows him it is another structure. It is dimensional, three-dimensional.
所以现在你看见蝴蝶能够飞在空中。
Now you see the butterfly is able to fly in the air.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
感谢神。
We thank God.
结果你看神就得着这么一个家。
You're able to see now God is able to gain this family.
目的是什么？
What is the purpose?
目的就要从这个家就要完成他的旨意。
The purpose is from this family to complete His will.
你怎么形容这个家？
How do you describe this family?
约瑟有一天做一个梦。
Now one day, Joseph had a dream.
他梦见什么？
What did he dream?
梦见十一颗星向他下拜。
He saw that the 11 stars were bowing to him.
还有太阳、月亮，是不是？
And even the moon and the stars.
那么毫无问题，太阳是指的雅各说的。
Of course, then the sun is speaking of Jacob.
月亮指的母亲说的。
Now the moon is speaking of the mother.
十二个支派是指的十二个星说的。
Now the 12 stars speak of the 12 tribes.
所以星星、月亮、太阳指的什么说的？
And so what is the stars, the sun, and the moon speaking of?
指着以色列全家。
It is speaking on the entire tribe of Israel.
No, no, 等等，
the house of Israel.
所以弟兄姊妹现在很清楚。
So brothers and sisters are very clear now.
讲到以色列家的时候，
when you speak of the house of Israel,
你看见是太阳、月亮、星星。
You see it is the sun, the moon, and the stars.
而且是二颗星星。
And it is 12 stars.
清楚不清楚？
Are you clear?
非常清楚。
It is very clear.
现在我们来读启示录第二章。
Now we read Revelation first, chapter 12.
启示录第十二章。
Revelation chapter 12.
第一节
，Verse one，
天上现出大异象来，有一个妇人身披日头，脚踏月亮，头戴十二星的冠冕。她怀了孕，在生产的艰难中疼痛呼叫。
And there appeared a great wonder in heaven: a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 tribes, a 12 stars, and she's being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered.
第三节
，Verse three，
天上又现出异象来，有一条大红龙。七头十脚，七头上带着七个冠冕，它的尾巴拖拉着天上星辰的三分之一，摔在地上，龙就站在那将要生产的妇人面前。
And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and ten horns and seven crowns upon his heads, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born.
但她生产之后要吞吃她的孩子。
For to devour her child as soon as it was born.
妇人生了一个男孩子，是将来要用铁杖管辖万国的。她的孩子被提到神宝座那里去。
And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne.
现在我们从创世纪转到启示录。
Now we shift from Genesis to Revelation.
创世纪有太阳、月亮、星星十二颗星。
In Genesis, there's the sun, the moon, and the stars, 12 stars.
现在启示录十二章也是太阳、月亮，有十二个星星。
Now in Revelation, likewise, there's the sun, the moon, and the 12 stars.
然后你看这个妇人要生产，然后就生出男孩子，就被提到宝座上去。
And then you see this woman being child, travailing in birth, ready to deliver, and brought forth a man child, and it was caught up in heaven.
你知道这两幅图画是启示录的最关键的图画。
Now these two pictures are most crucial in Revelation.
你不能随便解释这两幅图。
You cannot casually explain these two pictures.
你只能用神的话来解 解释神的话。
You can only use the word of God to explain the word of God.
有人说
，Some say，
既然是太阳、月亮、星星是以色列说的
，Since the sun, the moon, and the stars are speaking of Israel，
那这个妇人就指着以色列说的。
Then this woman is speaking of Israel。
你看见吗
？Do you see？
然后就告诉我们说，这个男孩子可能是怎样怎样怎样的。
And then explain to us how this man child can be examples。
读圣经要把它读清楚。
When we read the Bible, we must be clear, brothers and sisters. There's two points.
第一
，First。
这个妇人是披戴日头，脚踏月亮，头戴十二个星的冠冕。
This woman was clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars.
你看见这里有一个人，他佩戴了一些月亮。你看，他说他好像戴，你看见有月亮，你看见他是身披日头，脚踏月亮，头戴十二星的冠冕。所以这你看见这个是他身上的配备，配在他身上的。
Now you see, this is her garment apparel. She is worthy to wear all this: the sun, the moon under her feet, and the crown of 12 stars.
不错。太阳、月亮、星星是指的以色列说的。
Yes, it's true. The sun, the moon, and the stars are speaking of Israel.
但这个妇人是把这些穿在她身上。
But this woman is put on them as the garment.
你不能说这个妇人就等于太阳、星星、月亮。
We cannot say this woman is the sun, the moon, and the stars.
我的姊妹戴了个戒指。
Now my wife has a ring on.
你看她戴着我送给她的戒指。
She has the ring that I gave to her.
你说。这个戒指就是我太太，我太太就这个戒指。
If you say this ring is my wife is this ring.
你能够这样说吗
？Can you say that？
所以读圣经要把它读懂。
So when we read the Bible, we have to read it clearly and understand it.
所以你要决定谁是这个妇人以前。
Before we have to understand who this woman is.
首先你要记得。
First we must remember.
这里有星星、月亮、太阳，不错。
Yes, the sun, the moon, and the stars. Yes.
所以以色列全家在这里是有一份的。
They are Israel. Yes, the house of Israel has a part here.
没有错。
That is right.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
它不是所有的解释。
It is not all the explanation here. You cannot just put the equal sign there.
你看我们读圣经是多么糊涂。
When we read the Bible, that's how confused we are.
这里是一个妇人披戴这些东西。
Here is a woman who has all this on her.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
So brothers and sisters,
这是第一面。
This is the first point.
第二面呢？
The second point.
她站在龙的对面。
She is standing in opposition to the dragon. Now the dragon is to devour her. When she is to deliver the man child, the dragon is to devour him. After the man child is born, he was caught up to the throne. Now, brothers and sisters, we're able to see clearly. Now we must ask. Very evidently, there's a woman in opposition to the dragon. This speaks of the story of the Garden of Eden. That the serpent is in opposition to Eve.
你看见这两幅图画没有？
Do you see these two pictures?
一幅在创世纪，一幅在启示录。
One is in Genesis, one is in Revelation.
在创世纪，你看夏娃的对面就是蛇。
In the Revelation, you see an opposite of Eve is the serpent.
那么现在你看见说这个十二章就出启示录，你看见这个妇人对面那是龙，龙就是那个古蛇。
You can see now in opposition of the woman here is the dragon. The dragon is the old serpent.
所以弟兄姊妹现在很清楚了。
So brothers and sisters, it's very clear.
这个答案就要出来了。
The answer is about to come forward.
你看见吗？
Do you see?
就是妇人来说，
According to the woman,
她是披戴星星、月亮、太阳。
She had on her the sun, the moon, and the stars.
所以这个妇人有一部分是指着以色列说的，没有错。
So yes, a part of this woman is speaking of Israel.
但这个故事什么故事？
But what is this story?
是彼此为仇的故事。
It is a story of enmity.
她要吞吃你的孩子。
That the dragons to devour your child.
对，弟兄姊妹，你看
见没有？ Now, brothers and sisters, do you see?
谁是和女人的后裔对仇？
Now, who is the enmity of the seed of the woman?
很清楚。
It is very clear.
在主耶稣降生以前，
before the Lord Jesus was born,
以色列属亚伯拉罕属地的子民就是以色列人，你看是他吞吃的对象。
You can see that the son of the descendants of Abraham is the devourer that the dragon, the serpent wants to devour.
所以你看这个星星、月亮、太阳是在这个蛇的对面。
Yes, you can see the sun, the moon, the stars in its opposition to the serpent, to the dragon.
但是不要忘记，
but do not forget.
当我们的主得胜了以后，
after our Lord was victorious,
世界产生教会以后，
when the day of Pentecost, the church was born.
我们这些跟随主的人，
we who follow the Lord,
也是他逼迫的对象。
We are also the opposition which they persecute.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗？
Now you see,
这个女人乃是指着教会说
的。This woman is speaking of the church.
又不止教会。
Yet not only the church.
因为你看见她是披着星星、月亮、太阳。
Because she has on the garments of the sun, the moon, and the stars.
这什么意思呢？
So what does this mean?
这就是指站在蛇对面的那一个。
This is the picture of those who stand in opposition of the serpent.
一般是以色列亚伯拉罕属地的子民。
One is the descendants of Abraham, earthly descendants.
还有一般与亚伯拉罕属天的子孙。
And the other one are the heavenly descendants of Abraham.
一面是以色列人。
One is the Israelites.
一面就是教会说的。
On the other hand, it is the church.
你想想看,
Think about this.
如果一个人身披太阳的话,
Now, someone has the moon, the sun,
脚踏月亮的话,
and the moon under her feet,
12个, 还有12个星的话,
and has the 12 stars.
你主要看到什么?
What do you see?
你当然只主要看到太阳嘛。
Of course, you only see the sun.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so, brothers and sisters, this is very evidently speaking of the body of Christ. Not only the church is persecuted, not only is the church in opposition to the serpent, you see the sun, the moon, and the stars also in opposition to the serpent. Now you understand that this woman is speaking of the church. This has close intimate relationship to Genesis 3:15.
感谢主弟兄姊妹,
we thank the Lord, brothers and sisters. Now when you see this,
你看见圣经的话来解释圣经的话,
when you see the word of the Bible explaining the Bible,
是非常非常清楚的,
it is extremely, extremely clear.
你看见一面星星月亮太阳,
on the one hand, you see the sun, the moon, and the stars.
另一面这个人是个属天的妇人,
on the other hand, you see this is a heavenly woman.
所以一面指着教会说的,
on the one hand, it is also speaking of the church,
同时也是指着以色列全家说的,
and also speaking of the house of Israel.
在主耶稣没有降生以前,
before the Lord Jesus was born,
你看他们站在神的对面,
you see the Israelites were standing upon Satan in opposition of the serpent. The dragon wants to devour them.
神要吞吃他,
that serpent wants to devour them.
希望神的旨意不能够成就,
so the will of God cannot be done.
等到主耶稣降生以后,
now after the Lord Jesus was born, we are those who follow the Lord. We are also in the opposition of Satan.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, do you see?
现在你看在蛇的对面是女人,
now we see in opposition of the serpent is the woman. It is Eve in opposition to the serpent. It is under the Adam and Eve's descendants.
你看见有亚伯拉罕的后裔,
now there's the Abraham's descendants.
特别是亚伯拉罕后裔是和蛇作对头,
it is especially the descendants of Abraham is in opposition to the serpent.
所以在大灾难的时候,
so in the great tribulation,
两班人受逼迫,
there are two groups of people that are persecuted.
一个是守住神诫命的,
one are those who keep the word of God.
他们是犹太人,
they are the Jews, the Israelites.
那么还有就是为耶稣做见证的,
and those who testify of the Lord Jesus.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
在这里你看得很清楚,
here you can see very clearly,
给我们看见这是一个很重要的意象,
it shows us a great vision here.
结果男孩子生下来,
and then the man-child was born.
那么我们要问男孩子是谁,
now we must ask, who is this man-child?
你不要随便猜他是谁,
now do not just guess who he is.
不过有一件事我们知道,
but there's one thing we know.
这妇人有其余的儿女,
now this woman had other children.
他们是经过大灾难,
they all went through the great tribulation.
你看你们一般是, 一般是守诫命的人, 神诫命的, 还有一般就是为耶稣做见证,
one group of her children are those who keep the commandments, and the other are those who testify of the Lord Jesus.
所以现在你知道这个女人是谁了，是不是?
Now we know who this woman is.
所以她有其余的儿女,
she has other children.
那么男孩子是谁?
So who is this man-child?
那现在你就要让主的话自己来解释主的话。
Now have the word of God explain the word of God.
她说男孩子将来用铁杖来管辖万国。
And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron.
那么弟兄姊妹,
now, brothers and sisters,
谁是用铁杖来管辖万国的?
Who rules all nations with a rod of iron?
你不需要到启示录外面去找答案。
We don't need to look for the answer outside of the book of Revelation.
你读到19章的时候,
when we read chapter 19,
你知道铁杖管辖万国的就指着我们的主来说,
it is speaking of our Lord who rules all nations with an iron rod.
但是不止如此,
not only that,
我们读第三章,
when we read chapter
3,
Revelation chapter
3, 26,
and he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give the power over the nations.
他必用铁杖管辖他们,
and he shall rule them with a rod of iron.
所以根据约翰自己的话,
So according to the own words of John,
很清楚的，什么叫谁是用铁杖管辖万国的
？Who are those who shall rule the nations with iron?
两个可能
，There are two possibilities.
一个指着主耶稣说的
，One is speaking of the Lord Jesus.
一个指着教会中的得胜者来说
，One is speaking of those in the church who overcomes.
那么可能不可能这里指着主耶稣说的呢
？Would it be possible speaking of the Lord Jesus?
如果这是指着主耶稣说的话
，If it is speaking of the Lord Jesus,
那么被提到宝座去指着他升天来说的
，When is Speaking of caught up to the throne speaks of his ascension.
这是很清楚，对不对
？It is very clear, right?
但是你要看整个的上下文。
But we have to look at the text before and after.
如果这是指着升天来说的话
，If it is speaking of ascension,
那么很稀奇。
It is very amazing.
一升天以后，圣经告诉撒旦已经被摔下来了。
That after his ascension, that Satan is cast down.
如果已经摔到地上来了
，If he's already cast down.
但是你读保罗的以弗所书
，But when you read Ephesians，
你看见空中的掌权者魔鬼还在空中。
You can see the dominion, the principality, they are still in the air.
所以可见这个不是指着我们主升天来。
So from that we understand it is not of the Lord's ascension.
所以很清楚是指着教会中的得胜者来说。
Very clearly then it is speaking of in the church those who overcome.
亲爱的弟兄
，Dear brothers and sisters，
现在很清楚。
Now you're very clear.
为什么得胜者是站在他的对面
？Why is it that the overcomers stand in opposition.
下面圣灵自己解释了。
Then the Holy Spirit himself explains to us.
谁是得胜者呢
？Who are those who overcome?
第十一节，弟兄胜过他是因着羔羊的血。
The brethren who overcome him by the blood of the Lamb.
和自己所见证的道。
And the testimony.
他们虽至于死，也不爱惜生命。
That they were faithful to the end, even unto death.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
你看见神的话多么清楚。
You can see the word of God is so clear.
你把这些通通放在一起。
When you put all this together,
从创世纪读到启示录。
From Genesis to Revelation.
你再读它的上下文。
When we read the text before and after.
怎么能说这个不是得胜者呢
？How can we say these are not the overcomers?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
在这里很明显。
Here it is very clear.
你看见为什么在启示录二章三章，我们的主呼召得胜者？
Why is it in chapter 2 or 3 of Revelation? That's why our Lord is calling for those who overcome. We thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
谁是得胜者？
Who are the overcomers?
很清楚的。
Well, it's very clear.
我们得胜像羔羊那样的得胜。
We overcome just as the Lamb overcame.
我们的主为我们钉在十字架上。
Our Lord was crucified on the cross.
他是最软弱，也是最刚强。
He is also the most gentle and most strong.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们靠着这个生命，
it is by this life,
我们能做羔羊的同伴。
We're able to be the co-workers of the Lamb, the companion of the Lamb.
羔羊无论往哪里去，我们都跟。
No matter where the Lamb goes, we follow after.
这就是得胜者。
And this is the overcomers.
谁是得胜者？
Who are the overcomers?
若有人要跟从我，
if those who follow after me,
就当背起他十字架。
They must take up their cross and follow after me.
羔羊无论往哪去都跟随。
No matter where the lamb goes, they follow.
你记得约翰听说，看那神的羔羊。
You hear John saying, "Behold the Lamb of God."
他就跟随主耶稣了。
He follows the Lord Jesus.
从那天开始。
From that day on.
羔羊无论往哪里，他都跟随。
No matter where the lamb went, he followed.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这就是得胜者。
This is those who overcome.
你看见吗
？Do you see?
得胜者是谁呢
？Who are the overcomers?
你是愿意跟随主的人。
And those who are willing to follow the Lord.
愿意和做羔羊同伴的人。
They're willing to be the companion of the Lamb.
羔羊得胜。
The Lamb is victorious.
我们和他一样得胜。
We're also victorious along with the Lamb. We're always standing on the side of the Lamb. We're forever standing on the side of God.
我们里面的生命是生命树的生命。
The life within us is the life of the tree of life.
是基督的生命。
It is the life of Christ.
无论我们到什么地方。
No matter where we go.
我们把天堂带到什么地方。
We will bring heaven to wherever we go.
亲爱的弟兄。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是整个启示录的信息。
This is all the message in Revelation.
不止羔羊得胜。
Not only the victory of the Lamb.
我们要同他一同得胜。
We are also victorious with the Lamb.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
如果结果你看见说到了这个大灾难还没有发生以前。
At the end, before the great tribulation.
你看你很稀奇。
You see very amazing.
孩子就被提到宝座上。
The man-child was caught up to the throne.
他们代表所有神的儿女。
They represent all the children of God.
迎接我们的主回来。
To receive and welcome our Lord's return.
所以，亲爱的弟兄。
So brothers and sisters.
你看见吗
？You can see.
怪不得启示录是撒旦最恨恶的一本。
That's why the book of Revelation is most hated by Satan.
怪不得创世纪是撒旦最恨恶的一本。
And that's why Satan most hates Genesis. process.
我听说有的地方他们要编所有宗教的经典，把所有宗教经典都放在一本书里面。
Now I hear that they try to ban the religious books and they try to put it all together.
他们也把圣经要放进去。
They want to put the Bible in as well.
不过他们要做一件事。
But they must do one thing
first. 把创世纪拿掉，把启示录拿掉。
They must take away Genesis and Revelation.
现在你知道为什么要把创世纪拿掉，启示录拿掉
？Now you understand why they ban it and put it together, but take away Genesis and Revelation.
非常清楚。
It is very clear, brothers and sisters.
你看整本的启示录告诉我们。
The whole book of Revelation tells us. Our Lord calls us to overcome.
无论你在什么光景里。
No matter what condition you're in.
你要做得胜者。
You are to be an overcomer.
在提亚推拉做得胜者。
In Thyatira, you are an overcomer.
在撒底做得胜者。
In Sardis, you're an overcomer.
但如果你的光够强的话。
But if your light is strong enough.
你看见说在启示录第二章三章不仅有个人的得胜者。
Now you can see only in 12 and 13, not only are there individual overcomers.
而且是团体的得胜者。
But we're a corporate overcomer.
腓立特腓的教会。
Now the church in Philadelphia, they already have the crown.
有了冠冕，所以他是得胜者。
They have a crown, that's why they're the overcomer.
有一个人是得胜者，我们知道。
Now we know if you're an individual overcomer,
那就是保罗。
That is Paul.
他已经有了冠冕。
He already has a crown.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在教会历史里面
，throughout church history,
你看腓立特腓教会已经有了冠冕。
You can see the church in Philadelphia, they already have a crown of righteousness.
所以现在如果主让你看见这个的话
，Now if the Lord shows you this,
你做个人得胜者是不够的。
It is not enough for you to be an individual overcomer.
为主做团体的得胜者。
You must rise up to be a corporate overcomer for God.
然后主说我已经爱你了。
And then the Lord says, I have already loved you.
那些自称是犹太议会的要在你脚前下拜。
That they will worship before your feet.
他们反对你。
They oppose you.
他们误会你。
They misunderstand you.
他们攻击你。
That they attack you.
他们心里佩服你。
But in their hearts they respect you.
因为你有主的同在。
Because you have the presence of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
让他们攻击。
Let them attack.
让他们误会。
Let them misunderstand.
你肯不肯站在羔羊的这一
边。Are you willing to stand on the side of the Lamb?
肯不肯站在主的这一边。
Are you willing to stand on the side of the Lord?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
我相信。
I believe.
在这个新年开始的时候。
At the beginning of the new year.
就给我们一条很清楚的道路。
The Lord give us a very clear way.
带我们不再走冤枉的道路。
Let us not go in vain anymore.
年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Young brothers and sisters.
为什么把你们放在这些地方
？That is why you are placed here.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主要把这个责任放在你的肩膀上。
The Lord wants to place this responsibility upon your shoulder.
巴不得。
May it be.
我们个个都是男孩子，都是男孩子。
We're all like the man child.
我们应当是男孩子。
We are man child.
因为弟兄胜过他。
Because the brethren overcomes him.
被羔羊的血。
By the blood of the Lamb.
还有我们所见证的道。
And the way which we testify.
我们虽至于死，也不爱惜自己的生命。
That even unto death will we be faithful even unto death.
羔羊无论往哪里去。
No matter where the lamb goeth,
我们都跟随。
We will follow.
但愿主得着最高的荣耀。
May the Lord gain the highest glory.
让羞辱归给仇敌。
And shame to the enemy.
让祝福归给他的儿女。
And blessing to his children.
我们低头一个简单祷告。
Let us bow for a simple word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank thee.
你把这些话在新年的时候赏给我们。
You give us these words at the new year.
我们觉得我们是何等蒙福的人。
We feel we're such a blessed people.
我们的耳朵有福了。
Oh, blessed are our ears.
我们的眼睛有福了。
Blessed are our eyes.
你把两卷书开启在我们的前面。
You open up these two books to us.
我们不在黑暗里面。
No longer do we walk in darkness.
那个光是那么清楚的。
The light is very clear.
我们不再是没有路的人。
That we are those with a way.
我们不再是暗中摸索的人。
Not only do we search in the darkness.
我们求你把这个话深深地印在我们每一个人的身上。
May you deeply impress all these words deep in our hearts.
我们求你继续借着两卷书对我们说话。
We ask that you continue to speak to us through these two books.
为着你在这里的见证，我们向你低头敬拜。
Here for your testimony, we bow our head and worship you.
但愿在弯曲这个地方。
May it be in this area of the Bay Area.
向你回来以前。
That before you return,
你要得着荣耀的教会。
You want to gain for yourself a glorious church.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
不止个人是得胜。
Not only individual overcomers.
整个团体都得胜。
But it's a corporate overcomer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
And in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.